Broadcasting from First Assembly of God, this is First AG Podcast.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Doc. Oh, man. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus Christ. Come on, give Jesus a big round of applause. Come on, he's Lord of Lords. Come on, he's King of Kings. Come on, he's the Lily of the Valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's a wonderful counselor, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. Truly, this is a day that the Lord has made, a day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And it's so good to be standing on holy grounds and feel the presence of an almighty God. God is good, and we just love him today, and it's an honor to be here and to lift up the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God so much for our pastor and pastoral staff, Pastor Wes and Pastor Chris and all those that labor so hard in the office. We had a wonderful time yesterday. We went to 4 shelters. We ministered downtown on the streets. And I want to thank each one that had something to do with that. You came out on Friday night and labored so hard putting gifts together. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Julian them did a great job cooking breakfast, and all the staff that came in and helped them, the volunteers. It was just a real blessing. I want to thank God for Dottie, my sister, that labored so hard. We appreciate her and all their mission team. And my lovely wife, and I appreciate her so much. We had a wonderful time. The van drivers did a great job. And we just thank God so much for each one that made that successful. And we thank God for our guests this year, this morning. So we thank God. I want you to open your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Glory to God. I feel my help coming on. How many want to help me run the devil out of Alexandria? Amen. All right. How many want to help me run him out of your house? Amen. 1, 2, 3. All right. Praise the Lord. I read something every day of my life. I get something pretty humorous, and I get me a good laugh every day of my life. As we're looking for Matthew chapter 1, glory to God, verse 23. But I was reading something. I thought this gave me a good laugh. It was talking about a young man that loves to fish. So the young boy who loved fishing, and when every time he had a chance to go, he would take his little baby sister while his parents would go shopping. And he would do it quite often. And one day they went shopping and he decided to go fishing and took his little baby sister along. And later that evening, his mother said to him, I'll never do that again. And he said this, I didn't catch a thing. He said, oh, well, next time I'm sure she'll be quiet and not scare the fish away. That's what his mother said to him. She'll be quiet the next time. The boy said to his mother, it wasn't like that. She ate all the bait. Glory to God. I got me a good laugh out of that one. Amen. Glory to God. Open those Bibles up. Let's get in the Word of God. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the holidays are here, and God's laid a message on my heart. The Bible says, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Your word is real, your word is alive, your word is active, your word is powerful, your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I pray this morning in Jesus' name, you would touch every individual here this morning. I pray that you would encourage them. I pray that you would build them up in the things of God. We stand on your word today, but I pray most of all today that not one person would walk out of this church without a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at the person next to you this morning and say, neighbor, we serve an awesome God. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, did you hear what that preacher said? We serve an awesome God. Now turn around and look at the person behind you. Say, did you really hear what that preacher said? We serve an awesome God. How many believe we serve an awesome God? Come on, church. How many believe we serve an awesome God? We serve an awesome God this morning. Glory to God. We think about we serve an awesome God. The Christmas story is told in the New Testament. It's found in the book of Matthew in chapter 1 and 2 and Luke in chapter 1 and 2. And this morning, let me direct you to your attention to Matthew chapter 1 and 2. First of all, we think about the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 1 verses 2 through 17 gives us the genealogies of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 24, an angel announced Jesus' birth to Joseph in a dream. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 1, verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12 tells us, the wise men from the east came to visit King Herod, inquiring about Jesus. The Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is that is born the king of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east and have come to worship him. The Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 through 23, he finds Joseph and Mary fleeing to Egypt with the baby Jesus because King Herod was plotting to kill the child. King Herod gave order to kill all the children under 2 years and under. But we find that the word of God is real today. We find that the word of God is strong, the word of God is powerful, and the Bible teaches us in chapter 2, verse 23, and it came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, he shall be called a Nazarene. I come briefly this morning to talk about the birth of Jesus as we celebrate Christmas is coming. Glory to God. And one of the first things I want to bring to your attention about an awesome God this morning. First of all, Jesus is an awesome King. How many thank God he's King of Kings and he's everything we need. We can find it in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. He's an awesome God. He's King of Kings. And by now, you probably discovered that about the things of Christmas. When I think about Jesus, the Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born of the King of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east and have come to worship him. Glory to God. When I think about the word of God and the gifts that was presented to the wise men, the Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, and while they were coming to the house, they saw the young child and Mary, her mother, fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened out treasures, they presented unto them gift and gold and frankincense and myrrh. Glory to God. And the Bible teaches us it represents, the gold represents royalty. How many thank God that God reached down by his grace and his mercy, and he brought us out of that darkness and brought us into the marvelous light. And one thing I like about God, he's King this morning. He's King this morning. You know why I can call him King? Because he reached down by his grace. Some of you have heard my testimony, but you're looking at a man in this pulpit today that was delivered of 18 years of drugs and alcohol and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I can call him King today because he's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. How many know he's an awesome God today, and he still works miracles? Glory to God. Glory to God. When they came, they presented gold. Gold represented royalty. And the royalty that I'm talking about, the Bible teaches us in 1 Peter 2, 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. And gold represented was very, very valuable. And it was used for royalty and beauty and workability. way. It can be melted without harm and extremely manageable. And gold occurred in the Bible represents the frequency of the metal and being used for jewelry. But how many know when God does a work in our lives, he can take an old messed up thing and turn it around for the glory of God. He can take the worst sinner and put the Spirit of God in him and raise him up to be a child of God. I got good news for you today, church. The devil will do everything he can to try to stop you from going forth. He'll try to stop you and make you feel like you'll never make it. But I got good news for you today as we get prepared for Christmas. How many know that God has a purpose and a plan for your life, and no devil in hell is going to stop what God has in store. The Bible teaches us in John 10:10 that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have life more abundantly. God came to give you joy. He came to give you peace. He came to give you victory. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Somebody gonna get some victory in this house today, because God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Somebody ought to give God some praise in this house. Come on, church. God is gonna work it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God, I haven't preached since yesterday. Glory to God. Man, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. The gift gives the wise man present was extremely appropriate by God by giving gold. It was the knowledge that Jesus was the king. Frankincense by giving to them a knowledge that Jesus was the priest. The merit that they gave to a knowledge that Jesus had come to die for the sins of the world. The Bible teaches us, let me get me a drink of water. Fired up. There's one for the Father. One for the Son. Man, you all right. One for the Holy Spirit. Can anybody tell me what that one was for? Gerald Mahan. Come on, church. Now, when you think about the Bible, Jesus came to die for our sins of the world. The Bible says in Psalm 95:6, O come, let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord of our Maker. When I think about the word of God here today, they recognized that the babe in the manger was no ordinary baby. That baby was the savior of the world, was going to grow up and be the king of kings. I got good news for you today, church. No matter what you're going through, God is still God. God is still good. God is still faithful. He's still king. He will fight your battle. How many know the battle is not yours? I mean, it only belongs to the Lord. No matter what you're going through, God turns that thing around for the glory of God. When you acknowledge that he's king, he will do everything that he promised that he would do. And when I acknowledge that he's an awesome king, I think about the word of God that declares in John 1:14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Bible teaches us about grace. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians 2:8-9. It said, we are saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is a gift of God. What would we be without the grace of God? The Bible teaches us in Matthew 20:28, even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life for ransom for many. After the wise men had came to worship the king, they gave the warning in Matthew 2:12, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. God's still speaking to us, and he wants us to go forth. And God's still speaking to his church. How many know God still speaks through his word? Come on, church. How many know God still speaks to us through his word? Glory to God. God still speaks to us through prayer. And when we pray, we stay, it moves the hand of God. Church, we need to understand that a gift can be more than just things. Christmas is coming up. Glory to God. There'll be a lot of people that will receive gifts. But how many know it's not about the gifts? It's about the gift giver. Come on, church, when I think about the gift giver, glory to God, I think about a scripture that I learned when I was a kid coming up. Did my mother taught me one of my favorite scriptures. How many know they all my favorite scriptures? Glory to God. But when I think about that favorite scripture, I think about the scriptures that I learned when I was a little kid that have not departed. The Bible teaches us about giving. It teaches about the love of Christ. The Bible, some of y'all could quote that scripture. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says that he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. I got good news for your church. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but at the name of Jesus Christ. And every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of the Father. He is alive today. Come on, church. My King is alive today. Come on, my King is alive today. Glory to God. Jesus, the awesome Savior. When I think about the awesome Savior, glory to God, the awesome Savior, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Amen? Yes. I'm going to believe that. Yes. I'm going to believe he's King. Yes. If you don't have your hand up, I'm coming to get you. Got your hand up? Okay, got you, man. You all right with me? You got your hand up? Okay, got you. All right, how many believe he's King? In the booth, is he King? All right. Second point I want to bring out this morning. Jesus is an awesome Savior. Awesome Savior. The Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, when they heard the King, they departed. And lo, the star which saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. One night they saw a beautiful star in the sky. It was not like other stars. It was a very bright star. It was a beautiful star. And the star seems to speak to them. And the bright star led them to search for the Savior. Why did Jesus come? Let me tell you why Jesus came. The Bible says in Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The Bible says this, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I want to ask you a question this morning. How many ever had some ups and downs? Come on, let me see you move your hand. How many ever had some ups and downs? How many had more ups than downs? 1, 2, 3. How many ever been down and the devil try to keep you down? Yes. How many believe you can come up? No. Let me see you put your hand up like this. Put your hand out like this and say, today, I'm coming up. Come on, get them on up. Come on. Say, I'm coming up. Say this with me today. Say, today, I'm coming up. I'm not going to be defeated. No devil in hell is going to stop me. I've been down, but today I'm coming up because I am more than a conqueror. Give God some praise in the house today. Come on, church. Come on, church. I'm coming up. Come on, I'm coming up. Glory to God. The reason I'm coming up because I'm standing on the word of God. Glory to God, our awesome Savior who was fully God and fully man came to reconcile us back to God because our sins created a barrier between God and man. We serve an awesome Savior. The mission was that he would save the world. An awesome Savior came to seek and to save a sinner. The Bible teaches us The Bible teaches us in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. An awesome Savior came for those, glory to God, no one else wanted. How many know sometime when you've been going through the fire, you will feel like you're in this thing all alone? When I look at my life 24 years ago, being an alcoholic, being a drug addict, but how many know when God turned that thing around for the glory of God, I got good news for you. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. How many know the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it dwells within you, and he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world, and God is not through with you yet. Come on, church. God is gonna complete the work. Come on, somebody ought to give God some praise. He's going to complete the work. You know why he's going to complete the work? One of my favorite scriptures. I mean, I know they all my favorite scriptures. I told Phyllis the other day, I was just preaching up a storm in the house, and I gave about 25 scriptures in about 3 minutes. And she told me, she said, Joe, slow it down. And I said, baby, it's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. I can't keep it to myself. Glory to God. I was just walking around quoting scripture. I was filling my mind with the word of God. And I told her, I said, I believe I'm going to start in Philippians. I said, I'm going to start in Philippians 1:6, being very confident in this one thing. He which begun a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. The Bible teaches us in Philippians 3:10, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering be made conformed unto his death. And I said, one of my favorite scriptures in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. God, you're so good. God, you're so faithful. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the devil said, you'll never know anything about God. I said, devil, shut up. You can't touch God, because God is on my side. God will bring me through by the power of God. How many know sometimes you got to build yourself up and encourage yourself in the Lord? Come on, church. Somebody ought to help in this house today. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, that's tight, but it's sure enough right. Let me tell you, the Savior I'm talking about today, I'm going to believe he's a deliverer. 1, 2, 3. I'm going to believe he can set you free. I'm going to believe the Bible says that whom the Son of God set free. Listen to y'all talk to me today. Good God, Pastor West, you've been teaching this congregation, bro. Glory to God. I only had to finish the scripture. They already finished it for me. Whom the Son of God set free is what?
Free.
I can't hear you.
Free.
One more time.
Free.
Is anybody free?
Yeah.
If you're free indeed, let me see you put your hands together and give God some praise. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let me know you're free indeed. Glory to God. He's an awesome Savior. He's an awesome deliverer. He works miracles in our lives. And let me tell you this, church. When God saves you, he can keep you. God can do great things for the glory of God. When I looked at that scripture today, and I looked at that scripture this week as I was preparing, the Bible says, in Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. How many know there is something about the name of Jesus? There's just power in the name of Jesus. Not only is he an awesome king, but he's also an awesome Savior. In my third point today, Jesus is an awesome God. Amen, awesome God. A lot of people totally reject the idea that Jesus is God. If God's word tells us that Jesus is God, then that settles it. The Bible teaches us, how many believe God's word is real? The Bible says this, The Bible says in Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Because God made us and knew the state of our condition, he came down from heaven to rescue us, glory to God, from bondage and set us free by the power of God. You know what the scripture says? The scripture says this in Philippians 2, 6 through 8. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him a form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men and been found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even to death on the cross. The Bible teaches us in Isaiah, one of my favorite scriptures, in Isaiah 7, 14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Jesus, the Savior of the world. I think about that. We serve an awesome God that cannot be contained. Our God is all-knowing today. God knows everything that's going on in your life today. How many know some people try to fool God, but you can't fool him? He knows everything that's going on in your life. And the Bible says this in Psalms 139, verse 4, for there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. The Bible teaches us in Isaiah 55, verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. When you think about God being all powerful, he continues to bless us. He still continues to bring us through. And when I think about God today being God all by himself, how many know there's absolutely nothing too hard for God in this house today? There's absolutely nothing too hard for God. People say, well, Brother Mahan, can God heal? How many know God can heal relationships? God can heal the mind. God can heal the body. God can do anything but fail. People say, well, how do you know that, Brother Mahan? The Bible says in Isaiah 53, 5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes you are healed. You might be here today saying, preacher, Brother Mahan, I don't always understand why I'm like in this situation I am. How many know I believe without a shadow of a doubt, because of your faith, God is getting ready to work a miracle on your behalf because you stepped out. Come on, church, in faith, and God will work a miracle. Glory to God. Glory to God. When I think about him working a miracle, how many believe you got to put your trust in God and believe God for a miracle? Let me tell you, church, when I was bound 24 years ago, being bound in drugs, 7 detox centers, I tried A-A-N-A, nay-nay, may-nay, e-nay, fake it till you make it, keep coming back, but how many know I went to that Savior, I went to the one that saves, I went to the one that delivers, I went to the one that works miracles, I went to the one that's all powerful, and one thing I like about God, what he's done for me, he will do for you. Do you believe God in this house today for a miracle? Somebody ought to give God some praise in this house. Come on, church. Come on, church. Somebody ought to give God some praise in this house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the Bible, say this with me, the Bible. Good God, horse, you all right, man? Okay, good God, am I? You all right, too? Let me tell you what the Bible says. Let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says this. The Bible says this. In Psalms 34, verse 15, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous and his ears unto their cry, are open unto their cry. The Bible says in Isaiah 6, verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting up on the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. God is in this house and on your side to encourage us today. He wants to encourage you today. Don't be discouraged today, because God is getting ready to bring you out. David said this in Psalms 37, verse 25, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. The Bible says this, one of my favorite scriptures, Isaiah 43, 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Even when thou walkest through the fire, there should not be burn, neither should the flame kindle upon you. God holds us up and he lifts us up by the power of God. And sometimes you just got to say, God, I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. How many know when you encourage yourself, God honors that? The Bible says this. Let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says this. One of my favorite scriptures. I love this scripture. I love it. I quote it every day. When I want a good meal, I trust. Come on, church. Phyllis cooks very good, fixes me a meal and lays that thing out. The best cook in the world. Glory to God. Well, let me tell you what I wanted the other day. I wanted some beef stew. Come on, church. Some beef stew. And I had the meat, but I didn't have the vegetables. And it was snowy and ice on the ground. And Phyllis said, Gerald, I don't have any stuff to put in there. You got to run up to the store. And I said, baby, don't worry about that. Let's find something in there. And man, we went in there. Phyllis poured out the macaroni. Come on, church. Glory to God. And she was dumping the macaroni over there. And we messed around and found a few potatoes. Come on, church. Glory to God. Start seizing that thing down. And I start quoting scripture. Come on, church. Glory to God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to the own understanding, but the knowledge in all your ways. And he shall direct your paths. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If God be for me, who can be against me? God, I don't always understand. But God, I thank you that I don't have to go out on this ice. In Romans 8:28, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. God, I don't always understand. The milk looked like it was almost one day late. Glory to God. Come on, church. One day before it was out of date. I said, let me taste it. I drew a little swipper down. I said, oh, baby, this in date. Come on, church. Glory to God. She whipped a little milk over in that thing. Glory to God. When that beef stew got ready, had some cornbread on the side. Glory to God. How many know I had a house at time in God? I was giving God praise, giving God glory. How many know we serve an awesome God? How many know he shows up just in time? Somebody ought to give him some praise. If you believe he shows up just in time, he's faithful. Glory to God, we serve an awesome God. God will lead us. He will guide us. He will direct every step of our lives. And church, I want to leave you with this. He's an awesome God. The Bible says in Psalms 119 verse 105, that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I think about how awesome God is, I looked at some things the other day when I think about how awesome God is. The world is wrong, God is right. The world is unholy, God is holy. The world is unrighteous, God is righteous. The world is full of hate, but God is full of love. Come on, church, glory, the world is weak, but God is mighty. Glory to God. God cares. The world cares for their own selves, but God is interested in others. This is why I like so much of what God is doing and how he's moving by his spirit. And today, glory to God, to get things right in your life. Glory to God. How many know you got to know Jesus? If you drifted away from God, how many know it's time to come back in and rededicate your life to Christ? He will literally turn things around for the glory of God. And the Bible says in Psalms 23 verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou with me, thou rod and thou staff, they comfort me. I got good news for your church. It's time to celebrate, because God is going to work a miracle on your behalf today. He's going to turn that thing around for the glory of God. How many believers do I have in this house today that we believe God today in this house? Come on, church. God is going to restore that marriage. He's going to restore that relationship with your kids. Come on, church. There will be a miracle in this house today, because God is an awesome God.
If you'd like to learn more about living a life in Jesus Christ or would like prayer, please contact our church office at area code 703-548-0339.